In towns all along the Mississippi River, volunteers are filling sandbags to prepare for the deluge they know is coming. The National Weather Service is predicting waters to crest sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday. That gives residents just 24 to 48 hours to do what they can to protect lives and property from what authorities say could be the most devastating flooding in that region since 1993. In the town of Quincy, Illinois, about 130 miles south of Iowa City, over 3,000 people have turned out to fill sandbags to protect vulnerable areas like the water treatment facility. And joining us now is John Spring, who's the mayor of Quincy. Mr. Spring, thank you for joining us. And as the mayor, what are your immediate concerns?
Well, thank you so much, Robert. It's great to be with you today. My immediate concerns, as you mentioned, are our water treatment facility, along with the industry that's up and down along our riverfront here. We have a community of about 41,000, a county of 80,000, but we're a regional area, and we serve a quarter of a million people. So we're protecting industries. Those 3,000 volunteers have cranked out over 300,000 sandbags that we're distributing up and down the Mississippi River.
And the sandbags would protect you against an inundation of about how what height, do you think?
Well, right now the crest prediction is just shy of the 93 record. It's at 31.9 feet. The record was 32.1 in this area.
I was in that area in 1993, and it was a time for towns up and down the Mississippi and the Missouri River, actually, to do what they could to think ahead. What were the lessons for Quincy, and what's different today from Quincy in those days?
Obviously you learn every time there's been a flood. Certainly a lot of the people that have lived in the floodplain over the years have moved out, but we've got a great mechanism here. I have a city workforce of 400. And we've had a great turnout of volunteers. We've got a very slick operation and doing a splendid job.
But those levees take a beating over the years from the river just rushing past them year after year. Have they been reinforced recently, and are they much stronger than they were a decade ago?
Well, in many instances, they have been put back to the level that they were at, which is usually what's considered a 100-year levee. That's about a 30-foot, 31-foot levee. Now, we do have in our industrial area, that's a 500-year levee. That's 35-foot and above. But some industries are not protected by that because so far we have not been able to convince the Army Corps that controls the river to allow us to raise those levees on both the Illinois and Missouri and Iowa sides. So I'm sure having another 500-year flood within 15 years of each other might get their attention to consider raising those levees, particularly around the industry.
But at this point, given the conditions of the river, river commerce is more or less at a halt right now.
It is. It's at 100% at a halt. Right now, the thing we don't want to lose is our bridges. We have lost some bridges in this region. We still have one bridge at Quincy to Missouri over to West Quincy still open, and we're continuing to fight the waters to make sure we keep that bridge open. But in 1993, we were without our bridges for 127 days. The closest bridges were St. Louis, Missouri, 120 miles south, or the Quad Cities, Davenport, Rock Island, et cetera, 160 miles to the north.
Before I let you go, Mayor Spring, I just want to ask you, from your town, from Quincy, Illinois, looking, following events upriver, what would be especially good news to learn about the waters north of you, or what would be the worst news to learn about the waters?
Well, start with the worst first. A lot of the water that we are seeing come down the Mississippi is coming from the Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the Iowa City, and Des Moines areas. So we're worst case scenario would be if they received a lot of heavy rain again. Best mm-hmm. case scenario is it looks as though no rain the next 7 days, both down here where we are. Now, we do have this wall of water coming, but that wall of water may not be any higher than what was predicted, provided it doesn't continue to rain in Iowa. And right now, their forecast looks good for the next 5 days as well.
Well, Mayor Spring, Mayor John Spring of Quincy, Illinois, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert. It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for caring for our community.